It's not just an ordinary Tuesday. Welcome to Terrier Tuesdays, the show where you can get to know some of Boston University's best and brightest student athletes.
Welcome to another edition of Terrier Tuesday. My name is Pat Waller, and I'm happy to welcome Michael Boston, who is a junior on the BU men's rowing team. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Mike, let's start out by telling us where you are, who you're with, and what are your days like since you've been home?
Yeah, so I'm currently in Lower Gwinnett, PA. I'd say it's about 30, 45 minutes outside of Philadelphia, not too far. And I'm here with the whole family, my mom, my dad, my sister, and my dog. So it feels like middle school again. But yeah, it's pretty much a usual day, just like regular college, where I wake up fairly early. I get a good workout in. I go to the Zoom classes, try to do another workout. Then I do some homework. And I guess the new thing is I get to spend family time, which is great. But I'd say it's pretty much almost the same, just trying to keep it normal.
Yeah, family time is great. And I think that's probably the silver lining for all of us for this. So take us back a few weeks ago, mid-March. You were actually in Clemson, South Carolina with the team when events began to escalate and things began to happen rather quickly. Tell us about that time and what really transpired.
Yeah, towards the end, I really had some sad moments, but like just looking at it personally throughout the week, we went into that week probably in some of like the best shape and performance that I'd seen us in my 3 years here. So we were all super excited for the season. And we got out on the water, which we hadn't been able to do pretty much for the winter at Boston. And the boats were moving really well. Everyone was healthy and performing really well. And as the week went on, we noticed that we kind of started hearing rumors because we have friends at other schools who were competing against and hearing about like, oh, the school's closing down and this and that. And we kind of just kept on going about our day. But luckily our coach, Tom Bohr, he was super, super transparent with us. He let us know what was going on every day. Just gave us all the information he knew. And we usually stay there for about a week, like a Saturday to Saturday. But we had to cut it, I think, a couple to 3 days short. But we're a really close team. And towards the end, we really were just happy to all be together and spending like the last few days of crew and the season together to appreciate the seniors and the coaches. So
it's nice that you guys were down there as a team did get to enjoy some time together. So that was nice. This season started out like most seasons did. You competed at the head of the Charles Regatta back in October 20th. You were in the Club 8 boat that finished seventh among collegiate, which was a really good result for you guys. What was the team's mindset entering the spring? What were some of the team's goals going into the season?
Yeah. So throughout the fall and carrying into the spring, we kind of had this mantra that our coach put on us after finishing up IRAs last year of 2 seconds. And it doesn't seem like a lot, but the field is so competitive within rowing and at that top level of rowing and collegiate that the 2 seconds can completely change our positioning in the field and ranking amongst schools. And so it's this idea that if we buy in just for 2 seconds, we'll be able to make huge strides. And we had that motivation throughout the summer. Coming into the fall, I really felt like we hit that idea of 2 seconds. And throughout the training, throughout winter training, we were just as motivated. And winter training is that period where it's about 7 weeks of no races. It's just practicing twice a day with just us, the team, and the coaches. And we bought in, and we it was probably our best winter yet. And in the spring, we felt like we were really ready to go and make a statement as a team, really showing what that 2 seconds meant to us.
Great. So now you're home, and things have changed so much over the course of a few months. You're a CAS major, majoring in economics. Talk to us a little bit about what the transition's been like to being at home and taking online classes, some likes, dislikes about that, challenges.
Yeah, so I at first it was kind of a shock and difficult where doing Zoom classes, it takes away a lot of the aspects of like the classroom environment and what makes it like important to go to school and university. And some of that was like the discussion you have with professors throughout the day or just like how the professors teach class and then ask students questions. And now with Zoom, it's really, there's a little bit of isolation in there. But over time, within like just a couple of weeks that we've been doing this, the professors have been super helpful and kind of working with us and to where I feel like it's almost getting back to normal form. And on top of that, the school has been super helpful with offering like different opportunities for students or different options for students on how the grading is going to go. But like overall, I'd say it was difficult at first, but slowly becoming normal and then doable.
Great. I know these are uncertain times, but assuming these restrictions are lifted and we get back to normal lives, what are some of your plans for the summer and heading into even next season?
Yeah, so for the summer, I follow like the same system as if I was training at school or throughout the summer. I'll be keeping my diligence and working as hard, getting ready to go back for the fall. But on top of that, I've gotten the opportunity. I'll be having an internship at Morgan Stanley within Philadelphia. So I'll be home and then also chasing a career path. But when I plan to get back into the fall, and I think me and all the other guys can say the same, we're going to be more motivated than ever and ready to go and probably feeling at our peak shape, peak form. So
great. Okay, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here. What do you miss most about rowing?
So I guess the main thing would truly be the rowing. And even though there's a lot that comes out of it with like the teammates and like the relationships that we build, we're still in pretty good contact. I'd say like 3 or 4 times a week, we're on some type of Zoom call with each other or communicating over social media constantly. So the brotherhood of the team really still feels there, but just being able to get out on the water is what I really miss. Like right now it's beginning of April. I think we'd have like one of our first pools coming up. We'd be out on the water twice a day. And that's really what me and all the other guys love about the sport. And so that's something that we're definitely missing out on right now.
Right. And especially this time of year, you know, the dates every Saturday, every Sunday, you probably look at the schedule, you know, oh, this would have been Northeastern for the Cup. And this would have been IRA weekend. It's got to be tough when those weekends do arrive and you're not competing.
Yeah. But and what we've kind of, the coaches have been putting on us and saying to us is like, don't let that defeat you. Let that motivate you. And I think we're all really buying into that, to where like we've got this long summer per se ahead, where even though we're not really racing in a way, we still are competing with these other schools, getting ready for who's going to come back the strongest in the fall.
Great. Okay. So now the tough question, what do you miss the least?
The least, I'd say this is a tough question at all. Those early wake ups are, it's nice to be on my own schedule a little bit. Still got to wake up early, but I can kind of figure things out on cutting it close.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys do it. Those 6 a.m. wake-ups every day are tough.
3 years in, it feels a little bit more normal.
Anything you'd like to say to Terrier Nation who may be home, stuck at home watching this?
Yeah, I'd say just keep on practicing social distance. Like, stay online, stay in communication with everybody. I guess this is a better time than ever to call people all around the world and keep in contact with as many people as you can, but just stay safe out there.
Great. Well, thank you, Michael, for joining us on this edition of Terrier Tuesday. And we wish you the best of luck with your classes. And we hope you and your loved ones stay safe and healthy.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for tuning in to Terrier Tuesdays. Give us a follow on our social media accounts @BU Athletics on Twitter and Instagram for more content.